As is often said, inspiration, however profound, is only 10% of what you need to succeed. The rest is the stuff you exude when you get a bead on. Or, in the words of football managers, you make your own luck at this level. An assertion that makes me curious about all those other levels of football, where luck turns up unsolicited, for free, and helps inadequate players comprehensively dismantle the opposition. When it comes to writing, luck, or inspiration, as we writers call it, doubtless has its uses. But a writer with a deadline, or a life of any kind beyond the act of writing, can't afford to hang around waiting for inspiration to show up. Inspiration, in my experience, is a terrible timekeeper. When it does turn up, like a dodgy guest at a party, there's no guarantee it will appreciate the nature of the event to which it has been invited. A bottle of whiskey and a sympathy card is welcome at a wake. A pair of bunny ears and a strippogram, possibly not. This tendency for inspiration to strike A, late, and B, off-piste, is illustrated by a play I've recently been trying to write. I have my designated workspace sorted, a hut at the end of the garden, and my regular writing hours are in place, a couple of hours first thing, and a couple of further hours later on. I'm surrounded in the space by all the source materials for the play, and my dog, after a bracing walk, is content to sleep while I work. I even have a previous draft of the play designed for a different size venue and cast. All I have to do is remake the play to fit the new terms on offer. And I sit, and sit, and voila. No inspiration. For 3 months now, I have barely written a word. Or rather, I have barely stopped writing. I've written a couple of short stories, a sheaf of poems about my dad, who died last year, and I've begun another series about the nature I can see through the writing shed window. I never even thought of writing such poems previously. Now I light the stove, make some tea, sit down, and words tumble out inspired by the sunlight, or the slant of the rain, or my semi-pagan belief that the muddy field beyond the hedge is teeming with the spirits of dead warriors bent on preventing a threatened transport link cutting across their sacred clods. I return to the house, buoyed by the joy of writing on a wonderful wave of inspiration. The play, meanwhile, remains exactly as it was. Unstarted, unappetising, it is, to all intents and purposes, an unplay. This supports my new thesis. Inspiration is very often just distraction, wearing a funny hat. But then again, who doesn't like a funny hat? Or, I'm hoping, a nature poem or two.